This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. There has been a man charged with the kidnapping of Jamie Kloss. Now, if it kind of rings a bell, she's the 13-year-old whose parents were killed and has been missing since responders and police found that her parents were dead. And she's been missing this whole time. I believe she's been in captivity for 88 days. And Jamie Kloss is only 13 years old. She has been found alive in Douglas County, Wisconsin. So, the man is known as Jake Thomas Patterson. He is in custody on two charges of first-degree international homicide in the deaths of her parents, as well as one count of kidnapping. Now, she had been abducted from her home in October when her parents, James and Denise Kloss, were murdered. Police now say she was targeted, but that there was no previous contact. Now, I'm not really too sure about what the relationship is, but police today have named the man. And they confirmed that he is in custody and he's unemployed, has no previous criminal history, and has never really been on the radar of police. They right now are not looking for anybody else in connection. Now, the police believe Patterson, who was hiding in the home he grew up in, killed the couple because he wanted the daughter. They say she was the only target. So in order to get her, he killed the parents. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said Patterson planned his actions and took many steps to hide his identity. She was kept in a home in a remote area of Douglas County. He said Jamie was taken against her will and escaped from the residence at which she was being held. We also don't believe at this time the suspect had any contact with the family. We do believe that Jamie was the only target. They say, I can tell you that the subject planned his actions and took many proactive steps to hide his identity from law enforcement and the general public. Now, apparently he lived three doors down from the woman who called 911 to report that a missing 13-year-old Wisconsin girl had been found. So this was somebody a few doors down. And Christine Kasanoskis said she taught him middle school science, but only remembers that he was quiet. She says she didn't see Patterson during the months that Jamie was missing. Now, this comes as another neighbor of this Patterson guy said that she and her husband had problems with him siphoning gas years ago. Daphne Ronning told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that Patterson's parents moved to Gordon about 15 years ago, and then the parents later moved away, but Patterson and his brother continued to use the home. She said he and her husband once caught them siphoning gas. She says her husband spoke with them, and they didn't have any further problems. This is according to Daily Mail. Ronning says she doesn't know Patterson was living in the house and hadn't seen Jamie around. This is just scary. Just absolutely frightening. So, Jamie was described when she was found as skinny and dirty, but outwardly okay, by the couple who called 911. The teenager had flagged down a dog walker, Janine Nutter, in rural Wisconsin. Fitzgerald said Kloss has been medically cleared, she is out of the hospital, and now being interviewed by law enforcement. So this was October 15th. She was taken from her home in Barron, Wisconsin. The parents were found shot dead inside. And apparently she was found 70 miles away from her home in Eau Claire Acres. And she approached a woman walking her dog, told the stranger she had been kidnapped, and a man killed her parents. And thank God the dog walker took her to the neighbor's house, pounded on the door. And apparently she had... not been too far from where she had been held. So apparently she was just, she could tell she was traumatized. So I'm not going to go into too much more detail, but I believe, you know, what may have happened, which, again, I think shocks any of us as parents and stuff. And that's another thing, too. By the way, you know, they say when the person found her, they said she looked thinner than her pictures. We offered her a beverage. We offered her something to eat. She said she didn't want anything to eat or drink. She was comfortable, but she was cold. So we did give her a blanket, but she didn't want food or anything to drink. I guess I would describe her as looking kind of unkempt. And so that's the other thing, too. You know, we put these missing pictures. We put, you know, we post missing pictures of these kids. And we have to realize many of them are going to look very, you know, face sunken, maybe anemic, maybe, you know, expect different colors, different hues, different weights, you know, unfortunately, when these kids are found. But, you know, whether the people knew who she was or not, you know, they knew something was wrong, and thank God they called somebody. But I believe that our children are very frequently being targeted and watched and stalked. And my kids have heard stories in high school of things like this happening. And if you've noticed, I've started to post less stuff about them online because they asked me to. They don't want mommy to put post. I thought it was, well, they didn't want me to, you know, post pictures of them and things like that. But they're like, you know, we are, you know, well, I mean, the older one, he's like, hey, you know, come on, please bring it. You know, but, you know, my children do, you know, they don't really want other people watching them or looking at them that they don't know. You know, something that I'm kind of not very, you know, I'm a little naive to because, you know, I love being in the media. You know, I'm on TV. There's obviously people looking at me and you know, judging me, and I'm okay with that. But there's a lot of people out there that don't want that, and I would urge all parents to keep your kids off your Facebook, your Instagram. Tell your kids to stay off of that. I believe Snapchat is a very it's very limited in terms of the length of exposure. That the picture stays, it only lasts for a few seconds, just like these stories on Instagram, and then they're gone. But unfortunately, there are people that could screenshot, and then they could still capture those images. So let your kids know that even Snapchat or Instagram stories or Facebook stories can still be kept permanently somehow. And people target girls and boys. This isn't just a girl thing. But for them to, for this person to find her and hunt down the parents is just frightening. And it was somebody without a record. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon one-stop choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's a term you guys are going to be seeing thrown out there called traditional masculinity. And I guess the American Psychological Association says it is harmful. This whole idea of guys being guys, right, masculine and macho, they say it could be harmful and could lead to sexual harassment. According to Fox News, they say this is for the first time in its history, the American Psychological Association released guidelines concerning men and boys, saying that so-called traditional masculinity not only is harmful, but could lead to homophobia and sexual harassment. They say the main thrust of the subsequent research is that traditional masculinity, marked by stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression, is on the whole harmful. Now, this is a news release by the APA, the American Psychological Association. They said, it notes that research shows, quote, traditional masculinity is psychologically harmful, and that socializing boys to suppress their emotions causes damage that echoes both inwardly and outwardly. This is apparently a 36-page document. And so they coined this masculinity ideology, which stems from traditional masculinity, which I guess they say can harm boys and men because it limits their development, constrains their behavior, results in a gender role strain and a gender role conflict, and negatively influence mental health and physical health. And we'll talk about this in a second. So they define this masculinity ideology as a particular constellation of standards that have held sway over large segments of the population, including anti-femininity, achievement, eschewal, that's a big word for me, of the appearance of weakness, and adventure, risk, and violence. The research goes on to suggest that masculine boys may put their energy towards disruptive behaviors, such as homophobia, bullying, and even sexual harassment, rather than strive for academic excellence. We'll talk about that in a second, too. So, they say, though men benefit from patriarchy, they are also impinged upon by patriarchy. And that's really interesting. That was from Dr. Levant, a professor emeritus of psychology at the University of Akron and co-editor of the APA volume, The Psychology of Men and Masculinities. You know, a lot of people have been traumatized by their dads and their dad's expectations of them. They say the new paper advises clinicians how to adjust the problems of their own bias when treating boys and men, and urges to address how power, privilege, and sexism work both by conferring benefits to men and by trapping them in narrow roles. All right, so masculinity. Are guys not supposed to be the guys that we kind of, I guess, were trained and, shall we say, ingrained with the idea of, you know, the boy played football, you know, and the girls, you know, they play with dolls. I mean, are we already in society at the point where we're going to now redo toy stores and redo clothing? I mean, we need to talk about this. Now, I want to look up something. I want to look up the number of the homosexual population in the U.S. Because I was taught in medical school that 1 in 8 people were considered LGBT. A Gallup poll conducted that 4.5% of adult Americans identified. So that's lower, much lower than what I had learned. I also learned that 1 in 6 had experimented. Now, the reason why I bring that up is we are changing a lot of laws and ways we do bathrooms and our vernacular, and appropriately so, because the LGBT community has been discriminated against for so long. But when we look at 4.5% of our population, there's been a lot of debate on, do we change English to not have he, she anymore in our English? I mean, we hear about this in college all the time. Students turning in papers, they get in trouble because they used he or she. You know, the ocean is, right, the ship and the ocean are considered she, yet other things are considered masculine. And so, you know, do we go gender neutral on everything? And that's going to be debated for a while, but we're already seeing hospitals decide to remove the gender on birth certificates and just put gender X. Now, I get that, you know, let the child decide what gender they want to be. I get that, but as a doctor, I need to know if the child has testicles or ovaries. You know, somebody had suggested, should we put XXXY on the birth certificate? You know, I get being politically correct, But if there's a child, you know, I don't want to keep having to look at their genitals. I think that could be also a little disturbing when they come in as a patient and, you know, I have to always have them naked to determine if I need to check for undescended testicles or other sorts of issues. You know, and usually we don't. We check for them once and we're good. And so these are little things that we have to think about as we, you know, progress to being a more, you know, more open and understanding society. But this idea of masculinity, is it harmful? Is masculinity promoting sexual harassment, sexual assault? I don't know. You know, we are animals in society. It doesn't matter if we women dress up in Spanx and high heels and men have a shirt and a tie. We are all animals to the core. And I think you could drive any of us, whether it's starvation or in passion or in a fight, to reveal our animalistic tendencies. We're animals. Yeah, we're human and there's laws and all that. And I think we do a very good job controlling ourselves. We don't have sex at work. We don't eat other people's food. I mean, you know, we know how to behave. But put us in a situation where we don't care about societal norms. We start looking like animals. I've seen people growl. I've seen people scratch. I've seen people pounce. I've seen people rape. I mean, you know, and I believe what ends up happening is these crimes get committed depending on how much you could control those inner instincts. So what I'm kind of getting to is, while we do need to progress to avoid discrimination and bullying and all that, we may run into the problem where if you have some boys out there, and those boys, they want to play football. They want to get into the mud. They want to wrestle. They want to fight. And you keep them sitting at attention. And, you know, I mean, are they going to blow like a pressure cooker? Do kids need to fight? I don't want them to fight with others. I don't want them to fight at school. But brothers and sisters, they fight all the time. Siblings fight all the time. They call it sibling rivalry, but that's how kids get prepared for the outside world. Like Mufasa. Mufasa taking the lion, the little Simba out there. Okay? Dads have to be kind of stern to train these kids. Now, do they have to push ideals like, well, you need big biceps, you know, or you need big pecs? No, maybe not. But parents, moms and dads, need to teach their kids how to compete in this world. And a good parent will identify what strengths the child has and what weaknesses need to be improved on. And any of us, whether we're female, male, gay, straight, have strengths that will allow us to compete, right, in the food chain. So I get how it's going to help to not have this Arnold Schwarzenegger physique being thrown down your child's throat. I get that. But on the other hand, if you have a child whose strength is brawn, are you allowed to cultivate that? If you have a child whose strength is literary or music or dance or math, are we allowed to cultivate that? And encourage it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
Wisconsin police are giving more details as to the discovery of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing in October after her parents were found killed. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald talks about Jamie Kloss.
She is good. She's been cleared from the hospital. There is a reunification process in place going on right now.
And as far as the suspect, Jake Patterson, Fitzgerald says,
Jake Patterson had zero criminal history locally and zero criminal history in the state of Wisconsin.
President Trump will be hosting a roundtable discussion on border security today at the White House. This as the partial government shutdown continues, to which Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says enough of the showboating.
The last thing we need to do right now is to trade pointless, absolutely pointless, show votes back and forth across the aisle.
The two sides still seem very far apart regarding a resolution to the shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
This is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a lot of patients are frustrated, all right, and I can see why. Because here we are, as doctors, we are judging how much pain you're in with no objectivity, really. It's all subjective. If you tell me you hurt, I either believe you or I don't. I can't do a blood test. I can't do a scan. So I can't tell how much you hurt. Now, people can say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you can do a scan. You can MRI the back. So if they're having back pain, you can MRI the back. Yeah, I can MRI the back to find the cause. But in terms of objectivity, you have many people that have herniated discs that don't even feel it, and they're fine. And then you have people with herniated discs that do feel it. So I can't say for 100% that those herniated discs are what's causing your pain. I can't also say for 100% that your pain level is exactly what it is. You may be under-reporting your pain or over-reporting your pain. And so patients are a little frustrated by this because they're starting to lose access to painkillers and medications that they could use to help curb their pain. Yet when they tell the doctor, I'm in pain, does the doctor believe them? Well, usually what we do in medicine is we do a pain scale. Now, there's a variety of different pain scales. We could have you choose from a smiley face, or we go on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst pain possible, you know, like a truck ran over you, 3 a back and forth across the lanes. What sort of pain is this? And if somebody says it's a 4, that all depends on the listener and how they would determine a 4. To me, a 4 is uncomfortable, but not as bad as a 7 or an 8. But you see, you're like, what does that really mean? When I would practice with the medical students, if I was in a lot of pain, and the students would go, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst pain possible, I would say 11. Just to get my point across that I was in a lot of pain as, you know, a pretend patient. Because I find it really, really difficult to quantitate how much. So there's a report that's been out by in multiple news outlets where they say 17-year-old Sarah Taylor struggled to make doctors understand her debilitating levels of pain, first from childhood arthritis and then fibromyalgia. She said it's really hard when people can't see how much pain you're in because they have to take your word on it sometimes. They don't quite believe you. And now scientists are tracking pupils and how pupils react when she's hurting and when she's not as part of a quest to develop the first objective way to measure pain. Dr. Julia Finkel, a pediatric anesthesiologist at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, said if we can't measure pain, we can't fix it. So she invented an experimental eye tracking device. Now, when you go to the doctor, you get your temperature, your heart rate, your blood pressure, and these are objective findings. But there's nothing that you could really use objectively to figure out pain. So we use these emojis or these 10-point scales. So this patient-to-patient variability, you know, you could have somebody that's pretty stoic. You know, if you asked me how bad was labor, I think at some point it was 10, but for the most part I'd say I was probably at a 7 or an 8. I could still take it. Yet somebody else would say, oh, I was at a 2,000. I mean, and what if we dealt with the same pain? So, you know, it's all how you mentally look at it. So the National Institutes of Health is pushing for the development of what the director of the NIH, Francis Collin, has called a pain-o-meter. And this was spurred by the opioid crisis because we need to also kind of know if the type of medication we're using is helping. They're saying we're not creating a lie detector for pain. We do not want to lose the patient voice. Now, unfortunately, you see where this could be a problem. If this pain-o-meter does not detect the pupillary reflex that it's looking for and using to test for somebody's pain, somebody could be misconstrued as lying or not being in the pain that they're in. So in a way, it is kind of a lie detector. But it could also have some false positives and false negatives. So the NIH estimates that 25 million people in the U.S. experience daily pain. And so, I do commend them for trying to find something. I mean, they're basically tracking these pupillary reactions. The pupil is the opening of the eye that helps decide how much light goes into the eye, kind of like a camera, right? And so what happens is it, so what happens is as the light comes in, you make images on your retina, etc. But when you have nerve fiber stimulation, it'll also react. So this device tracks your pupillary reactions to light, or it's a non-painful stimulation of certain nerve fibers, aiming to link different patterns to different intensities and types of pain. Kind of like if you have sciatica and you have hip and leg pain. Yeah? So, they say certain medications can also be detected by changes in the resting pupil. When you do take like oxycodone or a pain medication, your pupil may dilate a little bit. So they've looked deeper into the eyes, and scientists at Harvard and Massachusetts General looked at MRI scans. They also looked at patterns of inflammation of the brain that identified fibromyalgia or chronic back pain. So there are objective signs when somebody is in pain. NIH also wants to uncover biological markers that explain why some people recover from, you know, acute pain and others don't. So, you know, I'm thinking what they're going to have to do is when you're not in pain, test you and have your baseline. And then when you, you know, where everybody gets this baseline, and during your baseline test, they could do something that hurts and they see what your reflexes are. And then what they could do is decide, okay, well, you know, this is what you do when you hurt. I hate being compared to other people. I mean, when I'm in pain, I deal with pain so much differently than other people do. You know, I talk a lot. I try to make jokes. I get really quiet. My husband knows something's wrong when I'm quiet. But if I'm sitting there singing and doing whatever, you know, or if I start being really funny, that's when he knows something's wrong. But I like how scientists are starting to figure out that we need to kind of get our poop together and that we do need to discern an objective way to figure out if somebody has pain. You know, I do disability exams for workers' comp and for the state. And, you know, somebody's in a crap load of pain, and it's very hard to give a disability rating based on pain alone. We could rate it on function. But somebody who says, I have pain, there's not really a lot we could do because you have people out there that have faked it. And, again, people who fake it ruin it for the rest of us. So when somebody goes, oh, yes, I hurt, and they don't, then nobody believes us when we really do hurt. So anyway, when they test this, there's a flash of light for 10 seconds. All you have to do is try not to blink. And then it watches the pupil. The eyes, you know, as you know, offers this window to the center of the brain. And so certain nerve fibers are involved. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. I think the science is cool, but we do need to, you know, we do need to do a better job. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. When we come back, this is weird. A woman suffers from dry eye syndrome because of erectile dysfunction cream. This is one hell of a goof. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I don't know what the hell happened here, but apparently there was a woman in Glasgow, Scotland, who was trying to treat dry eyes. And I guess she was accidentally given a prescription for an erectile dysfunction cream. Now, this is a recent case report in BMJ Case Reports. The woman, who has not been identified, suffered an ocular chemical injury, which include eye pain, blurred vision, redness, and swollen eyelid, after she was given Vitaros Now, Vitaros is a topical cream to treat erectile dysfunction, when she should have been given vitamin APOS, which is an eye ointment used to treat dry eyes and corneal erosions, according to the UK, this UK-based news outlet. And the mistake reportedly occurred between her general practitioner and the pharmacist. Doh! Not good. The mix-up caused the woman to seek treatment for a mild ocular chemical injury, which ended up having to be treated with topical antibiotics, steroids, lubricants, with a good response. So apparently the woman was given a handwritten prescription from a doctor, which the reporters argue led her to be mistakenly given the wrong medication. And they say the pharmacist most probably misread the doctor's handwriting. They say if an electronic prescription is not used, doctors should ensure handwritten ones are printed in block capital letters and including any hyphens to avoid similar scenarios in the future. Now, the ophthalmologist who published this report did note that this was unusual, because in this case, why did anybody give an erectile dysfunction cream to a woman with ocular application instructions? Okay, that is kind of confusing. They say in 2009, a study published in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology found that prescription errors accounted for 70% of medication errors that could potentially result in adverse effects. While the FDA says it receives more than, get this, 100,000 U.S. reports each year associated with suspected medication error. My handwriting stunk, but I would print and block letters as clear as possible. And now that everyone's moved over to electronic, hopefully we I've kind of overcome that. The problem is you need people who type, and you need the directions clearly typed, and there's no excuse now, you know? So what is this Vitaros cream? I'm kind of shocked because I didn't really think you could take a cream to help you with your erections, unless that cream was a vasodilator. Well, they say Vitaros cream, which I don't think you could get in the States. I think you can only get this in Europe. I have to double check. It has alprostadil. Now, alprostadil is a vasodilator. So it does widen blood vessels and increase blood flow. And they claim that when you apply it directly to the male organ, it will allow more blood to flow to it, enabling an erection. They say that erectile dysfunction tablets work in a similar way. I mean, if this is also a phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitor, where it prevents the feedback mechanism of the nitric oxide, yes. But, which does allow improved blood flow. But they claim, according to Online Doctor, that within 5 and 30 minutes of applying the cream, you can get an erection. It can last 1 to 2 hours. Now, side effects. 52% reported that they did have, right, better erections. Not as good as the pills, Viagra. But you can get pain and itching, tingling, throbbing, swelling, inflammation, mild burning and itching on your partner. They say also side effects include dizziness, fainting, numbness of the penis. And they say, in some cases, you can, just like with Viagra, get erections to last longer than 4 hours. Now, again, I don't understand how she, maybe Vitaros isn't as common a name as Viagra here. But what I would suggest to any of you all is when you do get a medication, you double check it. I am blown away why we don't double check things that we put on our body or into our mouths or anything. You know, when you eat a sandwich, we just grab the sandwich and eat it. Did you check to see if anybody spit on it? Did you check to see if the hamburger was green? Nobody does. Does anybody open up the lid of their drink and look and inspect the lid? Or look to see the lip of the cup to see if it's clean? Do you check your water? No. You know why people don't do that? Because in the movies and on TV, people have made fun of those people, calling them obsessive compulsive. So they end up making fun of them, so people don't want to, in public, be examining things and they want to look cool. Don't look cool. You need to double check. Now, I'm a huge fan of pharmacists. I mean, they save doctors' butts all the time. They'll call the doctor up saying, are you sure you want to give them this medication? It can interact with so-and-so. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for finding it. Pharmacists are some of the most underappreciated, just like nurses, in the medical field. And respiratory techs and therapists and, counselors. There's so many underappreciated people in medicine. But there are people and they can't make mistakes, too. I told you about my one patient who said that the pharmacy had mixed up her Ambien and her anti-inflammatory. So she said she popped 2 Ambien when she was driving home because she was in pain, and she fell asleep by the time she got to her house. Now, I was confused. I'm like, well, because I wrote the prescription correctly. I go, but, Ambien, you've seen that before. Ambiens are tiny, and anti-inflammatories are bigger. I like, didn't you notice the size difference? She goes, I trusted the bottle. The bottle said, that's what it said, and I was in pain. I was like, oh, man. So, things happen. I know a lot of patients who would count the pills. And they'd say, you didn't dispense 15. Or you didn't dispense 30. Now, mistakes happen. Not a big deal. Okay, and like I said, your pharmacist and his staff are some of your best friends in medicine. But still, be aware. Hawaii has confirmed rat lungworm disease in now an infant. She's been sick since December, I believe. We don't know if it's a boy or girl. And the State Department did not identify the infant or give an update on the condition. But the baby is now in a hospital in Oahu, having been transferred from the Big Island. And this is the sixth case of rat lungworm confirmed since 2018. And if you remember, there was a little epidemic in 2017 as well on Maui and the Big Island. So determining the exact source is a little tricky. They say it's kind of complicated because the babies can't talk. But they think maybe a parent or caregiver might have touched slug or snail goo, or maybe the infant found a slug or snail and put it in their mouth. Apparently, that's how most children become ill with rat lungworm disease. Remember, there was a boy that just died who 10 years ago on a dare was told to put a slug in his mouth. So he did. Now, this rat lungworm is a parasite that can infect critters through rodent feces. Infections occur in snails and slugs when they consume the parasite larvae, and then humans contract it when they consume these slugs as delicacies, like snails and stuff, when they're raw or not fully cooked. Frogs, crabs, freshwater shrimp that are raw or undercooked could also elevate your risk. So what ends up happening is it takes about a week or two for symptoms to appear. You'll get nausea, vomiting, neck stiffness, headaches. And we don't really have a specific treatment, so we try to treat the symptoms. But you can go into a coma and die. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.